And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Zach Trujano, he's with us live here in the studio, has that Weissenborn guitar up. And what was the one you played before that on the other guitar? I don't think I got that written down here.
It was called Weight of Moon.
Weight of Moon.
Yeah.
That was a nice one, too.
Oh, thanks. Yep, that's off the new record as well. And the new, we haven't really talked about that much. The new record's called Yesterday's Sun. And I recorded it in East Hampton, Massachusetts, in the same studio, Sound Lab, that we do all the Rusty Bell recordings. And Chris Delmhorst is on it. His bass player, Paul Kohansky's on it. My friend Nathan Hobbs is on it, who's a saxophone player. And we actually sort of adopted the saxophone into this world in a way that worked for all of us. it was kind of a shot in the dark. Timbrally, you know, saxophone can be sort of idiomatic and it's, you know, the way people hear it. But Nathan has a wonderful way of playing it that just allows it to sit in any kind of music. So it was cool for me to have saxophone be just a voice in the mix rather than, you know, turning the project in a certain direction. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's sort of unobtrusive.
Exactly.
So it fits in there
the way it should. Yeah, it just, the color of it's just beautiful on the record. You did such a wonderful job. So, yeah, it was a great record. It's in the process now of just hitting the road and touring it far and wide, as you know, wherever I can get an ear. Really, I'm just playing. So
the songs on it, did you play most of them out quite a bit before you recorded?
No, I didn't. Some of them I did, but I wasn't playing solo very much. Prior to the recording, I was playing mostly with Rusty Bell. And so a lot of them were, you know, I had them composed and everything, but they were ideas, verses, melodies, things like that, and the, you know, the forms and the arrangements of them came very much from listening to them and putting them in the studio. And also, you know, Chris Delmhorst was invaluable. She really, her and I sitting across the table from each other on a lot of nights, we had a lot of just imaginary ideas that we tried to bring to the studio. But it was not from live playing at all. It was very, very much in our imaginations, which was fun.
Well, you come at this all from more of a musician's perspective. You didn't just, you're not one of those guys who just suddenly decided you wanted to play guitar one day. You actually...
I kind of was, but only because I've been playing drums in different bands. Right. And I decided I wanted to switch to guitar, yeah.
But you went to school for music and everything else.
Yep. Yeah. I studied percussion and harmony and Stravinsky and all that stuff, so forgot most of it. Thankfully, but the stuff I remember has served me pretty well, you know. But yeah, it's a totally different hat to wear to make a solo record and be that guy out there translating these songs in whatever medium, whether it's through the album or through live performance or right now through the radio. It's a whole other side of my personality and my creativity to be explored. You know, I grew up just being the drummer in the background. Half the time, nobody knew I was in the band, and that was wonderful for me because you know, I don't gravitate towards the spotlight all that much. And now that I'm 35 years old, I'm trying that out, trying to be the the only guy on stage, and seeing how people react to that and how I react to being in front of an audience that way. And it's, I guess it's more of a sociological experiment on myself than anything else. Just to see if I like it. You know, I'll give it like a couple years and see if it's, if it makes me feel good, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, folks, Zach Dragiano is here with us. He's got the Weissenborn still on his lap. So maybe we can get him to lay another one on us with that.
Yes, I will.
Zach Dragiano. You can hear the birds singing in the background as that one's fading away. Very nice.
Thank you, John.
What do you call that one?
It's called Picture Number 3. Yeah, for that, the record, they were all just called Picture Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the last track on the record was I Took Molly to See the Butterflies. So
very cool.
Yeah. It's hard to name instrumental songs for me, so I don't really have anything in mind when I write them. So.
Well, you're not alone. I've seen a lot of instrumental records with really kind of odd titles like that.
Yeah.
That don't actually have anything other than numbers or colors or, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's cool to put an image to them, but sometimes it's nice just to leave them as what they are, you know.
Sure.
So.
Well, folks, we got Zach Trigiano here in the studio on Out of the Woods this week. And I don't know if you want to keep playing or...
Anything you want, yeah, I can
maybe play another one. Another one off the new record, perhaps. If,
yeah.
So this is your second CD. The other one is more of an EP, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Two lines.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one was more of just a lark.
Yeah.
I was just doing it for, you know, I had a couple tunes kicking around. There wasn't any... I just sort of made it... This one I actually thought maybe I'll go out and tour it a little bit.
Do it properly.
Yeah. Yeah. See how it goes, you know? I mean, here I am in the studio with you, and, you know, there's no band backing me up. I'm just relying on my wit and charm here. So.
Well, your Kickstarter, or whatever it was Indiegogo. It was one of those things.
Yeah.
You did when you put it together. You had the craziest little... premiums for the contributors, like you were going to tie fishing fly earrings.
Yeah, yeah.
Take somebody on a fishing trip.
Which I ended up doing.
Did actually. You end up doing it?
Yeah. Yep, yeah. One person got the fishing, the guiding thing, and that was really fun, you know. Well, it's just, I was trying to think of the whatever other skills I have, you know. I mean, I went to a liberal arts college, and so there are, you know, theoretically, I have some sort of, like, information processing skills or something. I don't know. I mean, my parents paid a lot of money for me to go to those places, and I don't know, you know, what it is, but I grew up fly fishing, so even that, to me, is, other than music, is the skill that I've crafted over the majority of my life, more so than taking, like, you know... discrete mathematics or some other thing that I was into in liberal arts college, which I wouldn't be able to necessarily offer to anybody a decade and a half later. Fly fishing was just the natural thing that I have cultivated. So, yeah, I took this lady out, and she was extremely inquisitive and... had never been fly fishing before, and we went out on the Deerfield River, and we didn't catch any fish, which I felt kind of bad about, because, you know, that's sort of something that you shoot for is not a fisherman, but a guide or whatever,
right.
You know. But she didn't care. We just, you know, I taught her a lot about the insects. I could dork out for, you know, as much time as we have in programming on aquatic entomology, but... yeah, it was kind of fun to bring those other parts of my life into the fundraising process, because the fundraising thing in and of itself is so uncomfortable. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful thing that nowadays as artists we can do it, but I don't think you'll talk to anybody that doesn't feel uncomfortable about it, because it's very blatantly asking people for money before the product is made, you know.
Right.
And so it makes you feel a certain way. So if you can bring in something that, you know, is at least for me, it was cool to bring in something that was separate from the music, that I could say, like, hey, here's another thing that I can offer. So even if the album sucks, at least you get to learn how to fly fish. So it's sort of like it took the pressure off one or the other.
Right.
Maybe we don't catch any fish, but maybe the album will be great, you know? So it made me feel a little bit better about it, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
It's got the old Mahogany Martin guitar.
Yes, I do.
Just
get her in tune here for a second.
Nobody would have seen anything.
It wouldn't be the first time. Let's try this one here.
Except the one at the end of that long black vine. Those days were meant to see. Now they're always leaving me. That night by the ocean, I could taste the waves on your skin. You played with the moonlight, the only game that you always win. Those nights were just kids at sea. Now they're always leaving me. Oh, I hope that I don't ever see a change. It's a feeling you don't notice till it's gone. When they tell you that it's time to act your age, you tell them time never stand long in the springtime of your measure of things. Time wins every race between the poets and the kings. Now we plan each hour to let and they're always leaving me. Oh, I hope that I don't ever see a change. Oh, it's a feeling you don't notice till it's gone. When they tell you that it's time to act your age, you tell them time never tell them time never reached anyone.
Zach Trajano, once again. You're on Out of the Woods. Yeah, what's the title of that?
Long Black Vine.
And that's off of Yesterday's Sun?
That's right.
Very nice. Very nice. So where are you heading after this? You're hanging around our area for a bit, but do you have any other shows coming up in the next few weeks? Or
Yeah. Months? I'm hanging around here for a couple days. I'm going to do some fishing. And then I'm heading back down to Massachusetts, and I'm playing, let's see, what's the next one? Oh, I'm going up to Portland, Maine. I'm playing at Blue on Friday. It's Friday, which is Have you been to Blue?
I have not. I've heard a lot about it, though.
It's a wonderful club. Yeah, it's been around for a long time, Portland. It's sort of a staple. But it's gotten even better. It's expanded over the last couple of years. So it's just a great place to play. So I'm doing that. And let's see, what's just after that? I'm playing a new bar in Greenfield, Mass., where I live, called Seymour, which is going to be fun. It's the first show at that place, so we're trying to see how it goes and break in a new music venue. And then pretty much for the rest of the summer, I'm touring just up and down the Eastern Seaboard. I'm heading down from here to basically to North Carolina and back. Just back and forth. a lot of back and forth. New York, Philly, Richmond, you know, all these places. So I'm just sort of out on the road for the rest of the summer. And yeah, I guess if you're interested, it's all on ZachTrojano.com. So
that's a ZachTrojano.com.
Thank you, John. It's perfect.
No C in the Zach. Don't mess it up now. You'll get that other Zach Trojano, and nobody wants him. I don't know if there is another one, but
there is. I've Googled him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's not nearly as cool. So don't waste your time. That's what I say.
Very cool. Well, you got another one in you?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Can we do covers on the radio?
Sure, why not? I love that stuff.
Yeah, let me, I'll go back to the Western and do a little cover.
You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. Zach Trojano is here. And if you could only see what you hear, you know those funny little non-slip things you stick under your rugs, your carpets, so they don't you don't fall down? He's putting those on his pants. So his guitar doesn't slide away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was playing a gig, and when I got this thing, it's a lap steel. It's not, you know, so it rests on your legs, and it kept sliding off my legs. And so I was doing this thing where I was going to be on TV, and I was worried about it sliding off, and I hadn't thought about it. And my sister was coming to the show, and so I called her up right before I was going to be on TV, And I just said, you know, Hillary, here's my problem. Is there anything you can do about it? I'm wearing these really slippery pants and my guitar keeps sliding off them. Because some of the nicer pants you buy are like, sort of like sheets, like the thread count's better or something. I don't know how it goes. Right. But so it's sliding all over the place. And she said, well, I'll see what I can do. And she came down and she had these little sticky, yeah, I guess they're like what you put under a carpet or on your shelves or something.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Looks like a waffle.
Yeah, they work like $1 million, man, so, you know.
Now you just have to get a pair of pants that are made out of those.
Right, I'm thinking about how to stitch them in, but for now, it's the radio, right?
Sure, yeah.
At least I'm wearing pants.
Or is he?
Or is he, yeah. Let's see. I'm going to try this. Ever since
since I was a kid. I can remember the mansion on the hill. And at night, my daddy'd take me and we'd ride through the streets of the town. So silent and still, park on the side of the road behind the highway sign. Sit and look up at the mansion on the hill.
Zach Trajano, once again, here on Out of the Woods, also known as The Boss. You may have heard of him. Very nice. And that's on the Weissenborn guitar once again there.
That's right.
Very neat thing. All right. Well, we're going to get Zach on down the road. I'm sure his parents have some yard work for him or something. So.
That's so rock and roll, man. Yeah, got to get back to the homestead and rake the leaves.
Well, they certainly picked a nice weekend to come back up here.
This is the nicest
we've had in quite a long time. But
yeah, my skin is not ready for this sunshine.
I know. I feel myself shriveling up out there in the sun. Feels good, though, by golly.
It's the plight of all New Englanders, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, Zach Trigiano, we had him here live. You can go get his CD. Where can they pick that up?
You can get it on iTunes and CD Baby, but the website is probably the best place.
That's right. And, you know, always, if you can, buy it from the artist directly.
Yeah.
It's always a big help.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and you can also check out his dates over there and see if he's coming through your area. He'll be up and down the East Coast. So look him up, ZAKTROJANO.com. All right, well, we'll be right back with more great music right after this.